Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
This Saturday is our live Silent Trailers game show. Check it out. KeithandtheGirl.com. Silent Trailers. It's free. We just want you there. What? Watch me destroy Courtney McGinnis, Jesse Thorne, Aaron McGuire, our own Karen Morrow. That's right, Karen. You're fucking dead, baby.
Oh, no.
Go to KeithandtheGirl.com/Silent Trailers. Click on the Remind Me button. Make sure you're subscribed. Click all the buttons when you're there. KeithandtheGirl.com on YouTube. Okay. Joanne, hi. You're a lifetime member of the VIP service. That's very fun to read. And welcome aboard. Today's guest, the great Sam Evans. Hello, Sam.
Hi. Hello. Good to be back. Thank you for having me.
How are you, Sam? I want to know everything.
I'm well. I'm very
okay.
Good.
Okay. Are you seeing anybody?
Yes, I have a new relationship.
Sticking it in?
Jesus, Keith.
Are you putting it in? Is she putting it in? Are you inside her body?
Oh my God. Do you mean pies in the oven or?
No, I was thinking, Sam, your penis. Do you put it into her vagina and move it back and forth to feel good?
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Not yet?
On iTunes, on Apple Podcasts, we have to mark adult content. Could we please talk like adults?
There's nothing adult about premarital sex.
Oh, boy.
You're known as one of the great subtle interviewers of our time, Keith.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So how long have you been dating?
It's pretty fresh, about 4 months.
4 months?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to put you down for yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Are you more a top or a bottom?
I'm a top in this one.
Someone was upset at me because I forget that Newsy apparently is always a top. He was only bottom about 10 times. And they're like, how come Keith always forgets that he's a top? So this is why I ask these questions.
It's pertinent. It's salient. You got to clarify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm an open book.
You like to suck tongue when you kiss?
No.
Okay, now I know that. And if anybody asks, I can go, my friend Sam Evans does not suck tongue when he kisses. He might touch it a little bit, right? But he's not sucking on it like it's a porn.
Yeah, it's more of a gentle joust.
A gentle joust. Okay, done.
You
perfect.
Know, I can leave for a couple minutes if you guys need.
I have all the information.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
it's on the chart. Okay. Big news. Mosquitoes do indeed choose their victims deliberately. It's based on smell, they say, but coincidentally, it happens to go with the most attractive people.
Yes. I was going to say, please say that they smell good. Please say they smell good.
Makes sense to me. This is why I go to somebody's house and I need lotion. I'm being bit all the time. This is great news.
You know what? Oh my God. You know how, oh my God, between 7 and 8 in the backyard, I am the most attractive person in New York City. I am hottie hot, hot, hot. I'm hot fire. I want to light myself on fire. They like me so much. Oh my God. Who knew? No makeup, you guys.
The blood-sucking bugs are attracted to certain people because of scents on their skin. Mosquitoes flock to people covered in carboxylic acids, the study found. I got a lot of that.
Is that like tomatoes? Because I eat a lot of tomatoes. It's very acidic.
The acids can be found on anyone's skin, but in varying amounts. Chemical analysis revealed that highly attractive people produce significantly more carboxylic acid in their skin emanations.
I have so much acid. I'm tripping right now. Holy shit. I didn't know I was so hot. What? Oh my God. Do I even need this lighter? Do I even need this lighter?
Because you're so hot.
Hello? Hello?
I was visiting my parents over the week, and I was on their back porch, and I got bit to hell. But now in my head, I'm like, well, was I just the hottest person between me and my elderly, aging parents? Were they just like, well, this guy's
don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Let it happen. Let it flow. If you're hotter than what, it's all relative, right?
That's true.
Yeah. So if I was at a pool party with Victoria's Secret models, I can wear anything. I think I'd be just fine. But around my crew, nice. That's good to know. That's good to know.
Yeah, yeah.
We walk into a club. I go, let me walk in first. So it ensures that you all can come in, you know? mosquitoes would basically swarm to the most attractive subjects. It became very obvious right away, says the study.
This is why, see, I thought at our campground that we normally go to, they just sprayed a lot more this year because no one was seeing mosquitoes. No one was getting bit. Turns out we all smelled and looked really bad on our camping trip. No mosquitoes, you guys. We can't guarantee that for everybody, but like, you know, camp it out. Don't glam up the camping. That's the problem with glamping. You get too many mosquitoes. You're way too pretty. You smell way too good. Get that acid in there and do camping right.
Yeah. So bad you guys look. The mosquitoes were fucking the trees. The new study also found that it wasn't possible for people to adjust their scent profile once mosquitoes had them marked as a favorite. So I know what you're thinking, like, oh, I'm getting bit a lot. Let me go in the house. Let me put my hair up, this kind of thing. It doesn't matter. Once they found you at that party, you're theirs all night long.
Wow. All this time, I thought I was taking showers for no reason. This is great.
They're coming back. They're coming back. They're coming back.
Yeah, so that feels good. If your skin doesn't have bumps and welts and shit like that, you ugly loser. It is trending right now that Netflix will charge extra for the people you share your account with.
Okay.
Now, if these friends don't contact us today, us givers, are they assholes? They see the same things trending that I do, and I haven't gotten a phone call yet.
I see.
They're assholes. They're borderline assholes if they're still using your account anyways.
I think so, too. They're adults. But, you know, I don't blame Ken. I had it and I gave it to him. But if I don't get a phone call from my brother today, I'm sticking in the back of my head and not bringing it up ever and resenting him.
It should say it on the, like, you know, when you go in and you say who's watching and the main person just, you know, pays the thing, of course. The extra people, when you click on them, should go like, hey, you got to add a $2.99 charge. You just have to click here, but you'll add an extra $2 or whatever it is. And then they have to say yes and see if they call you or just add
shit. Do you agree? You know? Oh, my God. I might lose a fucking sibling.
This is like when I use my parents' Amazon Prime account, you know? I always tell them. I always tell them.
Do they even know? I see that Jada Pinkett Smith is writing a book. Good timing. We just had the Will Smith slap. There's a lot of attention on the family. Let's write a whole book around it. I don't see why not. I'm sure there's other thoughts of becoming a better person in there. Let's see if this book is going to slap. Jada Pinkett Smith publishing a book chronicling lessons. She says chronicles lessons learned in the course of a difficult but riveting journey.
Now, is that the title?
No, we don't know the title yet, but I picture Will Smith being like, hey, what are you working on, honey? Like a book. What? You know, just a book. Oh, what's it about? We'll just see where it goes. But ever since I started getting a couple phone calls lately, people seem to be fighting over me again. So I'm just going to jot down some ideas. It wasn't solved yet. The slap wasn't even solved yet. Well, that'll be a sequel, honey. That's up to what you and Chris Rock do.
As a book reader, which is honestly new for my adult life, it's been a few years now, I love it. One of my favorite things is my Kindle. And it's so exciting that I got into books after I didn't have to carry all those books that you guys got dropped out of your hand for being called a nerd. Now sure. I'm cool. So I got in at the right time, I feel like. But anyway, as a book reader, I am discovering how much bullshit books are. And I love books. I love it. Love it. Love it. But like you pick up a book and you're like, oh, I really like this person's TED Talk or this person's yada, yada, whatever. And you start reading it and you go,
that was all
someone made you write this book. Mm. Yes, that was all you had. Basically, it's the transcript of your TED Talk. And then you go, right, guys? And I'm like, no, not right. And
you can tell when they try to fill up space. What we just learned in that last page.
Right.
And then it's two pages of bullet points. Like, God, I know it. I read it. I was there.
Right. And then, you know, I read a lot of like self-help books or like Raised to Consciousness or, you know, all this kinds of shit. And sometimes it's recommended. Shout out to Mike Kaplan. I just let go of a book 50% in. I'm like, I think I get it. I get it. I get it. Because what I realize is this person doesn't even have a thing. She's just pretending. This is a book where it's like four questions that will change your life. Right. And then she does these big, like, you know, like come watch me on stage and I'm going to, you know, work with you one at a time, like all Tony Robbins and all this kind of stuff. Right. So you go on stage.
But a question is like, do you stick it in? And people aren't ready to answer. They're like, oh, I never thought about it.
You got to do the work, man. You know, you got to be prepared a little bit because, you know this person, you're paying thousands of dollars, whatever. Right. So someone tell me your problem you have. Somebody's bothering you or something.
Somebody's bothering me or something.
Okay. Here's the first question. Ready?
Yeah.
Is that true?
No, I beat my kid up today.
Okay. All right. What happens if you don't think that's true?
What happens?
Okay. Thank you guys so much. We really did a lot of work here. I mean, all you had to do is think the opposite. I asked you like three other questions in between, but I say my questions are just four questions and you have to figure it out on your own. That's the tools. But look at me. We did it again.
I do see that with Tony Robbins. You know, I did Landmark. They have the mic and it's like my point. You say your thing and my point. All right. Walking around the room. We're already done with you. And clap because he's healed. He's healed.
Wait, did you just say that you went to a Tony Robbins seminar?
I went to a Landmark seminar, which is kind of like that. Not all pump your fist like that, but group self-help, which is very easy as the instructor when it's a group, you know, because, you know, somebody, you find somebody that you could tell is shy and you get them to say fucking anything, whether it is true or not, whether you believe it or not, then boom, there's a breakthrough because they talk to somebody for the first time. They never had the balls to do that, but you get the balls when you pay $1,000.
Right.
You find the balls. My wallet's empty. Let me find my balls.
Yeah, it's a thing where it's like, you know, her first literal two questions will be like, is that true? And if you go like, yeah, it's true. My fucking father abused me. It's absolutely true. And she goes, are you sure it's true? And that's the second question. Okay. out of four. Right. Okay. There's more stars in the fucking iTunes that we have to get, but that's the second. Okay. So then, yes, so my father's an asshole. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Are you super sure? Yes, I'm sure. Do you have a reason not to think that? And it's like, what? Am I super duper sure? What the fuck?
The book will be about a roller coaster ride from the depths of suicidal depression.
Oh, so my point is,
yes,
is I think if you have half a story or a following or whatever, people are like, just write anything.
Yeah, they don't care. A roller coaster from the depths of suicidal depression to the I hope she makes the what's the thing with hair loss?
Alopecia.
Yeah. I hope she makes that like the suicidal thing. Like she makes it clear that Chris Rock deserved to be slapped.
Maybe.
Meanwhile, Hemda and I both have that disease. So it's not that big a deal. A roller coaster ride from the depths of suicidal depression to the heights of personal recovery.
It's funny that you have male pattern alopecia.
That's right. And this, or we changed the words. Alopecia sounds disgusting. depression to the heights of personal rediscovery and the celebration of authentic feminine power. The book will also cover her unconventional upbringing in Baltimore, her friendship with the late rapper Tupac Shakur. I couldn't have said that name right, right?
Yeah, Shakur.
Shakur. And a romance with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air star about their complicated marriage. Oh, the book's tentative title is My Husband the Cock.
They called him the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Well, you got to go for words, you know.
Well,
that's wild.
That's weird that they chose that. I mean, of all of it, he had a career in literally everything. Right. Sure. Everything. Well,
they're trying to take it as far back from the slap as possible.
Far back is summertime. Yeah. That's the fucking jam.
Yeah.
Wow. The couple have addressed extramarital relationships, and that's the end of that paragraph. It's what they bother me about their extramarital relationships. It bothers me because they say it and don't tell me more. I didn't fucking ask. Now you're including me and not telling me more. He goes, are there extramarital relationships? We don't control the other person. Okay. You brought up extramarital relationships though. So I just wanted to see if I can get a little more information. How is it healthy and how has it helped you? Yeah. There's nothing they do that I don't know about. Right. But did you know about this other guy? No. Okay. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's also like the under the guy, the whole that Red Table show just bugs the hell out of me too.
Yes.
They're like, we're laying it all bare. And it's like, right. not any of the juicy parts, you know?
Not even close.
Yeah.
Why Red Table? Does Red Table mean something that I'm not aware of?
I think they just had a red table.
Period?
No joke. I think they were just at a table and it happened to be red. That's funny as a period. I'm going to doubt it.
No, because it's the three generations of females, right?
No, I follow.
Yeah.
I don't. The red tent, the red table. I didn't fucking make it up.
Is that like a new saying for like
three girls, one Keith? Did I do that? I didn't fucking do that.
When a lady has her time of the month, it's like, well, seems like she's having a real red table talk.
You know,
she's red table talking to me.
Maybe we used to put, you know, people in a red tent. Now we open them up to the red table where you freely can flow and talk. Let's not make it a bad thing. Red shit could be great.
Hey, my periods
mean I'm not pregnant. And if I live in Texas, it's very helpful because I'm very into abortions. So
I'm reading more news about this Meghan Markle. And it's just the cute and funny to me. So to be clear, because
that's not the stallion one, right?
Sorry?
No, Meghan Markle married to Prince Harry.
Oh, Meghan the Stallion, right. And I just found out about her the other day. What a life. So you can either self-help yourself or be aware about the fucking world. But apparently you can't do both.
You got to be conscious to your own thoughts because that's what you're putting out. And whatever everybody else is putting out, that's on their thing.
Now, are you sure?
Am I? Ask me again. See what happens. Am I?
No, I feel like the way Meghan Markle's talked about in the papers I read, if it's a right leaning paper, if it's left, they're just fine with her. So I feel I don't know. I'm not sure how it became that. And I don't really care. But I want to explain this so you know where I stand about it. The royal family is so fucking stupid and goofy. It's a joke. So if you end up being a member of that family, I don't give a fuck. Do whatever you want. Kings and knights. We haven't had a dragon attack for centuries. And that's the truth. Do whatever the fuck you want. Get $1 million and quit. Fuck the king. Who gives a shit? But just between us, red table talk. You didn't know that the family would be racist. You didn't know that the family would make you be less of a person. You didn't know that. You really thought it was a sweet life, and then you learned you had to eat soup like an asshole and it was too much? What is the fucking surprise? Away from you, then bring it to you. Like, okay, I don't need $1 million all of a sudden. I can't eat soup.
Yeah.
So
where did you learn that? Is that in Point of No Return?
Maybe it is. It's some kind of finishing school assassin movie, I'm sure.
Okay.
They always do the soup in these.
Right? Yeah.
Keith, we stopped that 5 years ago. Mm. You can eat soup anyway.
It's how I learned. You know where I learned how to sit? League of Their Own.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How are you supposed to sit?
You cross your ankles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then you just bring them right in. You know, knees together, always.
Knees together, ankles crossed.
How else can you eat soup?
See that, and I could see why she would quit. Who cares? But what's the fucking surprise? Anyway, she has a podcast.
What?
Meghan Markle. It's called Archetypes, the Archetypes podcast. Is Archetypes the opposite of the normal?
What you mean, archetypes?
Archetypes.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Well, don't correct the way I'm saying it and then Google the word.
No, I'm because I know I've heard of the words and I'm never able to describe it. But let me try
to say off the top of my head. I think it's like a typical example of like an archetype is like a typical character, a typical thing.
Like archetype of a plumber is their ass crack.
Yeah. The archetype of a plumber would include an ass crack.
And then if it was negative, it becomes a stereotype.
I guess.
Okay, so it could be a pattern of behavior, a prototype, a first form, or a main model that other statements, pattern of behavior. I don't know. I think it's a pattern, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm over it.
That sounds right, yeah.
So she talked about on that show, the NBC when she was on NBC's Deal or No Deal, she was one of the, before she got her suits, before she was on Suits, she was the luggage opener. She was number 25. She says,
Really quick. Okay, I get it. So there are 12 common archetypes: the innocent, the everyman, the hero, the outlaw, the explorer. So I think this gives us a better
idea. Okay. Because in this episode, it was about bimbos.
Okay. Yeah, the sage, the jester, the lover, the caregiver. Yeah.
It was solely about beauty and not necessarily about brains, she said, upset. Did you think you were going to host it with Howie? What else is it? And by the way, you are beautiful, but that's funny. Here's my problem with that show. They simply had me on it because I was fucking beautiful. Yeah, it's a model show. You're the models. They probably said it. Here are 25 models up here. By the way, if you're Googling it, it's number 24. I don't want you to find the wrong woman. I apologize. She's listening. 24. They don't even get their stories right. It was solely about beauty, not necessarily about brains. Not necessarily. How about not at all? The brains was, I saw a girl once hold the suitcase upside down, open it, and the number fell out. So it's not necessarily about brains, but you do need some. There was a very cookie cutter idea of what we should look like. Beautiful hair down. What are we talking about? You're going to come out with like the front of a motorcycle on your chest, like some weird show? No, we know.
I think she misunderstood the question, and she's talking about like being a batch, one of the bridesmaids at a wedding. So it's like, hello, do we all have to look the same? Is that what you want?
So she ended up quitting the show. So does she see the manager and then, you know, the whatever the fuck, the showrunner and say, yeah, I have to quit. I don't think my brains are being really used in these shows. And then does the showrunner have to be like, oh, okay, bye, Einstein. What you just said is fucking brilliant and we're going to miss you much. I can't believe it. Like I stand there. And boys jerk off to me, and I open a suitcase, and I'm starting to realize it's not about brains. I was thankful for the job, but not the way it made me feel, which was not smart. I felt not smart. The theme for the latest episode of the Spotify series, which dropped Tuesday, is Breaking Down the Bimbo, and featured reality TV icon Paris Hilton, another fucking genius. Paris Hilton said, when I hear the word bimbo, I have a very negative connotation to it. I don't see that as an aspirational thing for women. Well, of course. But what the fuck were these TV shows doing? Are you implying you're a genius and you put on the bimbo attitude?
That's not
fair. Those TV shows are real enough.
That's not fair. That's not fair. That's like the part where Paris Hilton goes, you know, I'm not a bimbo or whatever. Right. But you play one on TV.
Yeah,
and that's
very well.
That's not
very
fair.
Well,
but it doesn't matter. It's like how
it's just. But it is interesting. If she's an actress, she should never have done a movie. She did a horror movie, House of Wax. Terrible, terribly, terribly acted. Don't do that, because then we're going to see that you can't act and that you really are a bimbo.
But don't use that. That's like when actors are gay and they're in the closet, which I totally get. That's in your time and whatever. But then you do these fucked up gay characters. Where you're the actor doing the gay character, making fun of being gay in the most ridiculous way, and you're in the closet portraying the reason basically why people are in the closet. So you can't play a bimbo and pretend like you're a bimbo on a fake reality TV show that you're saying is real. It's just
you're saying it's real. Yeah,
it's you're making money off the thing that you are opposing. It's
she was the original
weird.
Kardashian, Paris Hilton, Paris and her friend. Come on.
Nicole Richie.
Yeah, we're working on a farm because that's where they put geniuses, or that's where they don't know if you'll suck off a cow or get the milk out of it. And that'll be funny.
That is true. It's like if your whole history of like programming and reality TV show is like leans hard into bimbo. It's like, okay, well, to a certain extent, this is on you.
Yeah, I hate the term. It was the name of your show. Big
yeah,
news
watch
here.
Me be a dummy yeah. where other people thrive. Yes. Why do you think I'm dumb? Well, show us where you're smart. And maybe that's you executive producing or being in the background. And that is where you're smart. But you're portraying a reality show where you're actually calling yourself an idiot over and over again. If that's your brand, then don't be upset when that's your brand.
I want to see her making her perfume. Well, if I okay, we'll take two protons from hydrogen and move that to the.
Are you sure the hydrogen will do that?
Well, it depends if you have the.
Are you
the
super overture. Sure?
Really quick.
Oh shit! No, I'm not.
Do any of us know if making perfume goes down to the subatomic level?
Just go atomic. I need an H over here. The smell's not right. I need a CO1.
I will confess that in the perfume world, I am a bimbo. I don't know anything.
I just got Jovan Musk. I think I had it when I was 18. I'm like, I know what I know.
You guys, that is so smart of you guys to portray yourself as mimbos.
And just then, more like, people, we relate to more people.
But like you wear glasses, so it's like really confusing to me, but totally relatable somehow. I feel good watching you.
Joe Biden has announced the federal student loan borrowers can now apply online for up to $20,000 in debt forgiveness. You don't have to be part of this special Pell Grant back in the day.
Wow.
Studentaid.gov. That's where you go. Studentaid.gov. Good luck, though. It's a government website, you know. Borrowers have until December 31st, 2023 to submit an application. The latest phase of this plan is expected to provide debt relief to as many as 43 million borrowers.
Wow, that's so much money. Good. Yeah. That's awesome.
That is good.
That's very good. That pleases me.
We have so much to say about it. That's good. That's good. Check, check. Okay. This is definitely not the poll for today. Is it good?
I'll tell you a little behind the scenes. The second... It is good. Was kind of fake. I was debating, do I go to Kanye West or do I go to this Joe Rogan conspiracy? Joe Rogan helped spread this conspiracy that people seem to believe that the transgender movement is so out of control that kids in classrooms are saying that they are trans cat. And by doing that is forcing their teachers to put bowls of milk in the corner of their classrooms.
Well, that's ridiculous because cats shouldn't have dairy anyways. You can be trans cat, but if you are trans cat, if I want to respect you, I won't give you dairy. So that's stupid to begin with.
So the teachers are fucking with them, you're saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's no report. This never happened. And apparently it's being spread that's how insane things have gotten. So apparently when things get that insane, which never happened, we ignore the other stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Like if you could be trans cat, that's crazy. So then we can't be trans people because it's under the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. To dismiss the whole thing, even if that was true, to dismiss everybody else because these people think that other stuff is going on is so bizarre. It's such a weird thing. Like, okay. So if you can get prosecuted for being a thief, you know, you stole something, blah, blah, blah. But there are going to be some people who report falsely and no one stole anything from you. And you're just trying to, you know, to get the insurance money and la, la, la. And it's just like so now we go, you know what? We can't trust anybody. No one gets anything, right? Like you just don't call us for anything. We're good on this.
Yeah. Yep. George Floyd's family filed a $250 million lawsuit against Kanye West. Kanye West said, the mother of George Floyd's daughter says she plans to file, and she did, a $250 million defamation lawsuit against Kanye. Kanye said he didn't die from that knee. He said he saw a video where that knee wasn't on him, quote, like that, and that he actually died of fentanyl. Okay. Filed the suit on behalf of Floyd's daughter, Seven, accusing West of making accusing West of making the comments to promote his brands and increase revenue for himself. This is, Jones may have started something fucking goddamn amazing. You don't get to just say shit. $1 billion on top of the other $45 million he had to give. And then there are punitive damages on top of that, I believe. But anyway, $1 billion in one case because you kept saying that the Sandy Hook never happened.
Yeah,
I'm kind of surprised that's a law, but it should be. And no, you can't just say this shit. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I don't. $250 million. Okay, so what did he say? He didn't die of the knee.
He didn't die from the knee. He died from a fentanyl overdose.
And what does that get for Kanye? What is he getting for his brand?
Attention.
Attention. The whole cycle of Kanye said something
crazy. They're saying it helps his brands. It helps revenue. And I mean, that's from attention.
Because it's I'm just trying to see like where they're saying the crime is. The crime is that you're saying that and you're making money off of spreading.
Yes. The same way Alex Jones is.
Yeah.
You know, why is it a what's he doing? That's by saying this, he's getting attention. It's that simple. The attention slander, gives you the money.
Slander and defamation for profit. Right.
Yes.
When did he say, did he say this on his most recent like series of insane rants and appearances?
Yes. But this time of him being off his meds, let's say this is a longer time than before.
Yeah.
Can we somehow prosecute all those, you know, Christian shows that are like, hey, write in now and we'll give you water that will heal you and shit like that? It's interesting that that continues to go on and can continue to go on, because if we're finding false fucking bullshit that's trying to increase a brand and mess with people in their brains, that's the biggest one.
Well, the day Thomas Jefferson, this piece of shit, put God in the Constitution. Well, here we are. You know, that's going to be a hard one to touch.
Counterpoint, have we considered that the people buying that holy healing water aren't praying hard enough, though? You know what I mean?
Ooh.
You ever think about that?
Floyd, 46, died in May 2020 during an arrest by Minneapolis Police Chief Officer Derek Chauvin. He saw it on TV as Fianapa was playing and cried his balls off. His siblings didn't see what the big deal was. They hit him with the fentanyl, said Kanye West. If you look, the guy's knee wasn't even on his neck like that. The lawyer sent a cease and desist letter saying he has maliciously made statements that are inaccurate and unfounded, causing damage to Mr. Floyd's estate and family. Sure. That's true.
This feels like a lot.
You see you know about Herschel Walker? It's funny.
I'm not fully comfortable with this lawsuit, and I think it's a lot.
When you say it's a lot, do you just mean like the dollar amount?
The dollar amount is for sure a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never know where they get like $250 million. Yeah, sure. Okay.
That is true. Yeah. Like it is damaging. It is wrong. It's hurtful. But who puts it in a calculator? It's like, and that comes out to $250 million.
And carry the one. And it's a solid $250 million. No sense. Okay. So that we got that. That's fine.
Well, I see what it could be.
It feels like a lot. It feels like Alex Jones pushed the point, said it over and over, reported it as news. Yes. It wasn't off the cuff. It was, no, this is the truth, like this kind of thing. Kanye seemed like it was, I'm an idiot, keep saying idiotic things. This is another in line with my idiotic things. I don't even know why you guys are still listening to me. Oh, and also Jesus.
Well, this is what
seems
a
little different.
This is what I think. I think this is just the setup. I think this is, hey, we're filing a lawsuit for $250 million. Here's a cease and desist order. That could easily be almost the end of it.
Cease and desist is different than
they did that. They did both these things. I follow.
Okay.
But if he does it again, we already sued you about it. We already sent you a cease and desist about it. Now we're definitely going to win. That's what I think. It's like a pothole, you know, getting hurt on a pothole, tripping over a pothole, let's say. And now you check. Can you sue the city? Maybe. Can you sue the city if this was reported before and not taken care of? Absolutely. That's what I think this is.
Interesting. So it's like a warning shot.
That's what I think. Yes.
Across the bow.
It's a warning shot. $250 million makes the newspaper. Good. Right. Good. I'm the family. Fuck you. Good. I'll withdraw it then.
I don't say good for this. I am with the family. 100%. We're all on the side of the family. But no, this is no.
I just want to be clear on the side of the family.
I'm actually pretty anti-family.
Right.
We're on the side of the knee. Of course we're on the side of the family. It's funny to me that Herschel Walker is making such news. He's running for senator of Georgia, right? Mm-hmm. And that because he's such a fucking idiot and people in Georgia, he's like, it seems during the polling, like there's a chance Herschel Walker can win. it's making news like he's going to be the president of America. Yeah. It's still an important job. Don't get me wrong. You can still fuck up people's lives. But it's like I'm here in New York and I'm following this Herschel Walker shit. Herschel Walker was on a, you know, I mean, it's on like prime time when he does a debate and he's only in one state. He shows a police badge to show how he's going to help with law and order in America. He's not a police officer.
Whose badge is it?
I'll tell you, but exactly. Okay. It's an honorary badge from the sheriff in his local town.
Oh, that's cute.
It's exactly.
No, that's you want
exactly
your sheriff to be cute.
That's like if you a little kid showed off his like little plastic wings on an airplane. He's like, no, I'll be flying today.
Yeah, yeah. I'm an honorary pilot. Okay. Yeah. So I'm a pilot. Okay. Okay.
He's a Republican cap.
He's a what?
Auxiliary cop.
He's not even that. I want to be clear. He doesn't have a certificate to work in a mall. Republican candidate Herschel Walker is hawking fake police badges to supporters in an effort to take advantage of what pundits considered a big gaffe in his fight for the Senate. So everybody's making fun of it, but he's going to try to own it, and he's given 1,000 badges to people that, you know, can get people talking so that they act like, no, this is a true thing. Fake news. You're making it now that it is a real thing and that we're happy. We're not embarrassed about this, that you pulled out that kid's toy. We're going to own it. And you just don't know the whole story about the shares thing. Okay. Anyway, could it be not a real thing if he's given away 1,000 of them? Think, people. Days after Walker whipped out his honorary badge during a high-stakes debate with Senator Raphael Warnock.
I'm sorry, but this is such specific language when the writer doesn't like the person. He whipped it out, which, I don't know, those words, like, they're so weird to use with a badge. Yeah. And so you whipped it out either like a dick is usually followed with his words, or like, I'm going to whip out my badge. I whipped it out like a real cop. This is so real. Look at me.
The county sheriff, Greg Rowland, said, if Herschel's badge is a prop, I saw this on video. It's pretty funny. If Herschel's badge is a prop, then I guess, and it's a stupid accent, then I guess the badge I wear every day to protect the citizens, I guess it's a prop. But these are real badges, and I gave this to my friend for all he's done for this country and this county. He didn't name anything, but many things.
We can't be here all day, Keith.
Herschel Walker said, this is my home. This is from my hometown. This is from Johnson County, from the sheriff from Johnson County, which is a legit badge. Everyone can make fun, but the badge, this is my dad, but the badge gives me the right. If anything happened in this country, I have the right to work with the police and getting things done.
What does that mean? I have the right to work with the police and getting things done too. They tell me to cross the street. I fucking cross the street.
Yeah, we all have a right to do that.
Okay. Yeah, Ryan V is saying Steven Seagal is more of a cop than Walker.
Yeah, at least he did movies where he was a cop.
There's something funny about anytime you're trying to defend yourself and you acknowledge that you're being made fun of, you go, everyone can make fun. It makes me laugh harder.
Like, don't act like you gave me permission. We did that to you.
Yeah, because we are already making fun. Just
so you're allowed to beat me up. I permit you to keep going. South Korea stands to lose billions from making K-pop superstars BTS do military service.
What?
Do you know this band BTS, Kamta?
No,
this is amazing.
K-pop,
but the
group.
Shit.
How would you describe BTS, Sam?
Sort of like in Korean culture, K-pop. They've taken the model of the boy band and supersized it. So BTS is very
K-pop.
Large.
I'm familiar with the boy band ish of it, or the musical and it sounds like it's that on crack.
Yes,
it's just if you like cute things. You're going to like super cute things.
Right. Yeah. They're real dancing. Like what they do is nuts. I've seen it and I'm like, okay, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not my music, it's but incredible. I'm like, yeah, I get it. North Korea.
I don't know what it stands for. BTS.
Big tits to suck on.
By the save.
I'm not joking, Sam. I'm not joking. So anyway, in South Korea, I said North Korea for a second. In South Korea, the military, they're saying you have to go to the military. You're no different than other people. But you are different than other people. You're literally giving South Korea billions. I don't think I'm exaggerating.
Even Elvis had to go into the army, right?
But they didn't like him. The government didn't like his gyrating.
Oh.
Is that why he went into the army?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, no. I take it back.
No, he was just drafted like everybody else.
Was he drafted or did he want to volunteer?
Fuck, I just saw this stupid movie and this was the most insignificant part somehow of him going to war. Yeah. Everything else somehow was magical and beautiful. Oh my God. By the way, I figured something out about this fucking movie. You know that movie Cool as Ice by the great Vanilla Ice? Obviously, that whole movie is written by him because it's thought out. You know, just like it's about him, like, you know, Vanilla Ice pulls it like this is the writing. Vanilla Ice pulls in with the coolest car anyone can imagine. And as he steps out, a 12-year-old's jaw drops because he knows that's who he wants to be when he grows up. And he just goes, wow. And that was like an actual scene. OK, so we're just assuming that Vanilla Ice wrote that, right? Mm. Yes, these are my references. So what movie are we talking? What are we talking about now?
The Elvis Presley movie.
Oh, so Elvis. Okay. So I figured out Elvis's mother somehow wrote this movie because holy shit. It's like, and then when I died, he was there in my closet for a week, just out of his mind, bawling because no one loved me like Elvis. And I didn't love anyone. It's like our mother, you know, like just, he smelled my clothes for a month and couldn't live without me until he was smacked out of it for the rest of the family, just like how I would want. And he was such a good boy. Yes, he fucked many, many women outside of his marriage. But who the fuck is she? He's Elvis. He's the best. He made no wrong decisions. He saved the country and ended racism. And you people started it again. I must die now. Elvis, live on forever for me.
Kenda brings up the point that this movie is 7 hours long and we didn't see anything about the military service. He's like, and he's back. Then he did some movies. And then, was he in the infantry? I assume. I would have liked to see him like run over there, Bob. You know, I'd like to, I don't do the Elvis, but I'd like to see him shouting out orders or you know, yelling, hey, they're coming from the left. In the Elvis accent. That would have been fun. Maybe all the cameras were in America for the movie, though. Oh, well. So anyway, BTS has to go to war like a regular person. They do have a law there in South Korea, though, that like if, you know, if you're a special athlete or an exceptional artist, you don't have to go. I think these people would qualify as exceptional. They contributed more than $3.6 billion to the South Korean economy last year. That rivals 26 mid-sized companies, this article says. And by the way, I saw they're dancing. I know people could be have multi-talents. I wouldn't really want them fighting for my country. There, I said it.
But they're so coordinated.
I don't need NSYNC fighting for America.
They're
coordinated.
Wouldn't it be funny if like one of them turned out to be like a super soldier with just like an insanely high kill count, and
you
then
don't
it changed
know.
The whole dynamic of the boy band after they came back?
Yeah, why are you keeping these boys down? Let them be boys to men. Come on, let's go.
BTS stands for Bulletproof Boy Scouts. In their language, you pronounce it a certain way, this person's saying, but now that I look at it, there's no T in that word either. All right, so who knows? We'll never gonna know. All right, let's see. BTS, good luck. They'll be back in 2025. Dancing with the Stars update.
Okay, we have a bet going, me and Keith. We're not watching the show.
We don't watch it, but I came across the list, and I'm like, and I think it's easy to figure out who's always going to win these. A Rock of Love is probably one of the few of these bullshits that I watch, and that's because I love Poison. So I see whatever Brett Michaels is up to. But right away, I knew who was going to win. There were two seasons, and I knew both times who was going to win. It's the hottest one that's able to form a sentence. That's always the answer in all of these. I can do the same thing with Bachelor.
That's so true, because remember Beauty and the Geek?
Yeah.
It was the hottest one that could form a sentence for both sides. For both sides. Yeah. It turns out even the geek had to be pretty. It was so annoying.
Right.
A good haircut. And it's like, oh, we're attracted to you now. Well, fuck, that's not the experiment.
Mm. Right. Now, this one, this is dancing, though, right? This is a skill. So will we just go by people's looks? Coincidentally, everybody who had face work done is out. Anyways, the that
is
we
Hollywood
think
wrong?
Oh my God. When we started guessing, right? If you got kicked off Dancing with the Stars so far, and it's only been like 4 weeks, take a vacation to somewhere nice. No mosquitoes will bite you, I promise. So we went through the list, and we think Jordan Sparks is going to be the winner. She was in some version, if not the movie, of In the Heights. Well, that means you can fucking dance. I mean, I saw that movie. They dance up buildings. You know, they can DJ
a
manhole cover. What's that?
They parkour dance.
They do it upside down and shit. The people, those squares on what's that movie? West Side Story. Not even close. These people do triple flips and sing. Anyway, that's dancing. So neither me or Henda picked Jordan Sparks to win because we thought that'd be unfair because we both thought that. So we each picked two people. I picked Wayne Brady because he does everything. Everybody knows him. He does. There's nothing he can't do. You're telling me this guy can't dance? Of course he can.
That is solid a good one. That is a good one. Yeah.
I don't think that's a win because America can't handle it, especially if she comes in guy form. But Shangela, I think, will do very well in this contest as well. Drag queen that was on that big drag queen show.
RuPaul. Drag Race.
Hemda picked.
Me.
Selma Blair. She has MS, and maybe everybody will be like, oh, you know.
No, but that's not why I picked her.
Maybe she'll kiss her dancer, and that was hot when we were 14.
Ew, that was so gross. Oh, yay, he has to look it up. I knew who it was, I'm pretty sure.
I think I know who. But
that's all right, it's older. Okay, now I see why she's on Dancing with the Stars, because I know her. That's a problem.
Oh, that's
okay,
right.
So I saw her do her first dance, and she was all kinds of like on the floor and moving around, and she had a lot of energy and muscle. So I was very impressed. And I think the female dancers have a lot more that they need to do in order to look impressive than the male dancers.
That's true.
And she did a lot of impressive things. So
because you're going to watch whoever has the skirt with the different colors, you know, the fringes, and that's going to be the woman. So if you're the woman celebrity, we're watching you. If you're a male celebrity, then we're watching the female dancer you're with, and we pay attention less.
Well, I think actually they just literally have four times the amount of steps and movements. That's what it feels like. They flip more, they split more, they bend. They're more bendy. They have to do more in the air.
And Hemda also picked Gabby Windy. She was a bachelorette, but Hemda heard she used to be a cheerleader, and she's for cheerleaders everywhere.
No, but not just a cheerleader, for like a team.
For
right?
A team, that's
a professional
true.
Cheerleader.
Dallas or something like this, yeah.
You can be thrown everywhere.
I think that might be the best pick, honestly. And I just
Sam is on my side. But he hasn't heard Keith's picks yet, so. Oh, no, he did.
No,
he did.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, you want in on this bet? Come on.
I'm going to go Gabby Windy because I do think she's probably got more training than Wayne Brady as a dancer.
You got to go 10 bucks or you're going to waste my time.
All right. 10 bucks. I'm in.
All right. All right.
Okay. Because Wayne Brady, I give it to you because he's just charisma walking. So I believe that even if he doesn't like take the bigger steps, him just like moving in regular walking is very charismatic. And he's a very charming sort of person for the US America voting experience, right?
Yeah.
But he seems a little heavy-handed, you know? Doesn't seem as light as my picks.
It's always too favorite of a pick. Wait, is it 10 bucks to have two picks?
You can have two if you want.
Sure.
Okay, well then I would like to split the difference. I would place either Gabby Windy or Wayne Brady. Those are my two picks.
Well, I took Wayne Brady, so you can't. So,
well, but Hemda's okay with me taking.
Yeah, I'm not
Windy.
Okay with you taking mine because that's goofy. That's her business. That's her business because she's not going to win. I don't give a fuck.
How is it?
Out. No bet. You're out. Don't stress over 10 bucks. I told myself when I'm over 40, I'm not stressing over 10 bucks. Deal's off. All right. I'll tell you who got kicked out.
Oh.
You ready?
Fuck. I don't like how excited he is.
Gabby, Wendy. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Actually, no one was kicked out, but somebody did depart on their own. The reason they are leaving is over health concerns.
Selma Blair.
Over health concerns, over MS. Woo!
Oh, damn. Woo! It.
Worry about your health, honey. Woo! Safety first.
Selma, yes. Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. Thank let you very
record,
much.
Let the record show that really what Keith is cheering for is MS. So pretty problematic.
Health. I would defer taking time by yourself and being healthy. Yay. Come to Yomi $10. Woo.
Does it count on technicality?
No. No, because if she hurt her leg and had to leave, then she would have left and we would have counted that.
Hurting her leg is not dancing.
Yeah, I think you lost.
I think I lost.
Yeah. In fact, if Wayne Brady dies, I'll give you $10. You know? Yeah. She's out and she's out. That's all.
Okay. 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 You're right. Yeah. 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 Okay. So even deceased, that's a $10. That's you're out. You just
right.
If the devil took you out or if like
yes.
MS took you out. Okay. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. All right. Selma. We both lost today. You probably more than me, but I don't know. Your per diems are probably higher than mine. But you don't have MS.
You don't have to give a speech.
I have to. Obviously, I have to. I mean, it's like mid speech, it's brilliant. You know what? Forget it. I'm going to talk to her on my own. Okay, it's private time between her and me and our fucking feelings, Keith.
By the way, how many people loved Brother Love and Craig the other day?
A lot.
Yeah. And you know what?
Should I count? Can you hold on for a second?
I need
my toes.
When I was visiting Craig in LA and I just didn't see this in New York, so I bring it up. Whole Foods, I guess, is owned by Amazon now. You pay not by showing the card, the new way, you pay with the palm of your hand. Did I already know this? I've never seen that in person.
I didn't see the palm of the hand. I saw you just walk in and you walk out. Like where it's just scanning you. You walk in, you take the stuff and you walk out. Like there's not a, you don't.
But that's a special store with sensors and everything's placed just so. This is a Whole Foods. So, you know, it'd be too jumbly for it to the computers to figure that out. But at the end, you just do your payment is in your palm.
What do you mean? How?
In your palm of your hand. You show it like a scanner.
But how?
And it reads your handprint.
And it reads your handprint, and that's you, and that's your money.
How do they know your handprint?
I don't know.
Don't they just know your finger because they're attached to the iPhone? What? Did you sign up to this?
I'm telling you, palm. Pay with your palm.
Palm Pilot?
No, that you're just looking at the different controls, but there's a thing over here that you just place your palm over.
You place your palm over it? But what's in your palm?
I don't know.
No. Did you sign up for this with your palm? Did Craig do something?
No. No, I just saw it and I paid regular. But I saw it and I was like, God damn.
Let me just make sure. You go into Whole Foods. You put stuff in your basket.
Yes.
Then you scan it on your own. You like go boop. That's $5.99.
No, I gave it to her. Maybe you could. Maybe you don't. But I gave it to her.
Someone checks you out like normal.
Yeah. Right.
And then she goes, oh, it's $52.76 because you just got two tomatoes. Right.
Right.
And you go, okay, bye. And you waved your hand and you thought you were paying. And then Craig kind of went behind you and paid. And said, it's my special friend.
No, I just saw that you put your palm on some.
Put your palm on. And you're maybe they assume that people's phone is always in their hand. So when you put your palm, you're actually Apple paying. Okay.
That makes sense then. That makes sense. When we went to a club, we went to a party and, you know, I was going to say Brother Love, but same thing. Craig and his girlfriend, they dress just so, you know, they have this. And you could tell like this, that club we went to, it was early. He was just checking out like a friend's new club. The guy wanted advice.
Time out. Because there are a lot of clubs and I want everyone to understand what quote just so means. Does that mean they're dressing up and artsy? So it's not like black tie. It's very like, your Sex in the City, but in the year 2022 and you're Craig. So it's a little more Hollywood gritty type of thing, but also money. Yes.
And clubs are, And clubs are funny to me like this, you know, everything's dark. There's lights, you know, everything's like the devil would live there, you know, dark and any light is red beams and very ugly igloo cooler in the middle of the room, like it's a law. But okay, but everything else is dark and sexy, and it's funny. Like, and we left.
This is no funny. This is exactly what Catholics find to be what the devil would live in. Okay, everybody else right. is just like, oh, this is a fun club. You and your fucking upbringing. This is exactly where the devil would live. I'm so fucking sure. It's dark and there's music and people are making out and they're not even married. Okay, okay, they just met.
But to me, it's funny in the club where everybody is presenting themselves just so. And but I just tell me if this makes sense. But I just saw you outside in line hiking up and fixing your stockings. I saw you in the car putting on makeup with your mouth open like a codfish. I saw you in and out scarfing down a burger. And then you're in the club. You're like, hello, I'm proper.
Right. Yes. You, it's so you funny get thrown to me. Off by the behind the scenes. You
think yes.
Like, yes. Because in the movies. People are like, oh, I just woke up. We're making out. No one has eye boogers. Like, it's just everything's so normal. I haven't even had a chance to put on my makeup, but like their hair is done. You know, how about when they get out of the pool in the movies? They get out of the pool, their hair is completely combed back, you know, not right. just regular. Yeah, we're not used to that. We're not used to the behind the scenes.
It's just funny. We're all animals. And then you show up, hello, you know, you're almost bowing. Like, I know you, and that's why I can't wear those clothes, because they seem fake to me.
You're so thrown by fashion, but I get it. It's like, yeah. It's like, how come everybody doesn't just admit they're putting on a costume? Yes. I will treat you like the costume that you're wearing, you know, if right. you're dressed in that, you get that response, no worries, but like, admit that it's a costume and this is not your pajamas and you just rolled out of bed.
I know I went to... We went to the beach.
Plus, but Keith is thinking like everyone's trying to trick him always. So he's like, I know that's not your real lip color. I saw you put on the lipstick. Mm-hmm, you looked mm-hmm. funny doing it. And now your lips are red. So you can't trick me. I know what color your lips really are.
We went to the beach and they were dressed. They didn't tell me, man, this Pacific Ocean. Ooh, Atlantic's where it's at. But it was so cold. The sand was cold. Everything was cold. Anyway, I didn't expect that. That's why I came in swim trunks and probably the shirt I'm wearing now, you know, sleeve of the shirt. They came with pants and a long sleeve shirt. And I'm like, I guess that's fucking fashion, you know, wearing a fedora to the beach. Then afterwards, we goes, okay, so we're going to the seat where we drove to Malibu. It was a trip. So we're going to eat right here at a nice fish place. And I'm like, well, I would have brought other clothes, you know, and then Craig said, I'm like, what? Why would you expect me to wear what I'm wearing now in a restaurant? And he's like, as opposed to what? The shirt with a monkey on it that you got from MailChimp or the other tank top that you have? And I'm like, I wouldn't be wearing shorts all day.
I also think that you're coming from New York to LA, which means you're not used to having a car. They are used to putting their nighttime clothes in their car because right. it's a whole different, it's all different weather. At night, it's hot as fuck during the day, and then it's cold as hell at night. So I know that they all probably have like a towel, they have a jacket, they have like their gear. New Yorkers, you have to carry a backpack if you're carrying anything. Right. So you want out.
That is so strange. I've never actually thought about that. You must have to bring a costume change everywhere in LA. That's
but you have that. But you have that luxury of having the car to leave it in. So if we could always put a jacket in our car or, you know, the extra whatever, a snack even, you know, everything that we calculate, like when I go shopping, I calculate I will have to bike ride with this on. Is this conducive to my commute? Like things like that. I mean, they don't have to think about.
Speaking of the behind the scenes things, Craig took me to a party and he mentioned how this person has a real nice house, but real small bathrooms where your knees hit the wall. He wasn't lying.
Wow.
The knees hit the wall. And it makes me so happy because I'm like, I knew it. Behind the scenes, it's bullshit. I don't need this mega house. Oh, your bathrooms are too short. Nobody tells you the whole story, you know? Good.
Instagram isn't real. Right. Those people are posing for those pictures.
I see on Instagram that there was a you know, some kind of fight between a woman and the husband behind the scenes. And I'm like, I know it. I know you can't possibly be in a hammock all day long, every day, and somebody not get on your nerves.
You know what my parents would say? They go, oh, Keith, you discover America. Uh-huh. Look at you. You really learned something today. Excellent. Wow, Keith. Speaking of, Jerome Oh, no, I'm supposed to be taking notes for Q&A right now. That's right, Jerome. We'll see you in about an hour.
And what do they call that? They call that self-snitching, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
But then you got to do your own stitches, which is awkward.
You beat yourself up. All right. The show's almost done. You could tell that, right? So let me mention this. Get more. How do you get more? How do you get more Keith and the Girl? Get an all-you-can-eat buffet of Keith and the Girl. KeithandtheGirl.com/VIP. It's like our Patreon, but before Patreon existed. So thank you. Thank you for becoming a very important person to us. KeithandtheGirl.com/VIP. I have a airport hack.
Oh.
This is absolutely true. When you buy a ticket, if it says your ticket doesn't allow you to have a carry-on the airplane, do it anyway. They got bigger problems. Nobody stopped me.
That's your so really quick, your airport hack is breaking the rules?
Yes. Yes. What does hack mean? Could you Google hack?
I think hack is supposed to mean like a clever secret. Yours is disregarding the rules.
It's a clever secret. Fuck them.
But here's
a clever secret. Peanuts are $12. Don't worry about it. Bring your bag on.
Here's a secret. You know where they actually, they call on like, you know, section A, section B, section C. They don't care and they're not looking. And also they're not allowed to do that to you. So whatever, you can go in. But here's the thing about the carry-on.
One second. What do you mean they're not allowed to do that?
You're not allowed to board? I have a ticket.
Okay.
I actually have a hack for if you don't have a lot of money. This is a pretty good hack. Okay. You know how banks have money? if you bring a gun and you say, hey, give me that money, they'll give you that money. That's a money hack. Yeah.
Look at all the jokes we told on the show. Look at all the funny things that we suggested in jest.
and then I got lucky on the way back. My TV in front of me was broken. And so I was in the middle seat.
It says no bus.
So it was in the middle seat. And then my TV is broken. So I'm like, oh, can I move, you know, somewhere where somebody's not by me for a working TV. So here's another life hack.
Break the TV.
If you can break the TV, you can move to almost any seat you want. Life hack, JetBlue. And then on the way back, luckily, one of the AirTrain, you have to pay $8 to get on it to go to JFK. To go back, I'm like, oh, you don't pay the other way? But you pay in the exit.
Mm.
You pay on not the airports. What is this, the terminal? I'm like, I think I'm going to leave. Well, anyway, luckily, one of those, you know, it has those two double flaps that block you.
Yeah.
And then it flies back. One of them was broken. So I put it in my card. I knew didn't have money on it, my Metro card. And then it comes up, you know, failed. But I just walk right through the other. The day. Oh, my God. Vacation was great. Top to bottom.
Holy shit. I have another hack. Are we do? Is this hack section?
This is hack section.
Okay. So we can bring it up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The subway costs $2.75, right?
Right.
Yeah. And like, you know, they have those doors where you have to like pay and then go in. Mm-hmm. Or they have something called turnstile. And that's like, imagine a railroad and you have that like, don't come in. We have one line that you can play limbo under. That's how stupid the MTA is. Just right under. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to do exercise that day. Jumping over, that's for amateurs. You can't do that. That's your first time. Right under. Look at that. Life hack, $2.75. Saved.
Xerxes is writing in. I have a life hack. Be a white guy. Everyone just ignores. If you can.
Hey, it has worked wonders for me.
No one complains about whiteface. And on that note, Sam Evans is our guest today.
If you like ignorable white guys.
On all social media, look up Really Sam Evans at Really Sam Evans. And what else should people know, Sam?
I have an album out available everywhere. You can listen to albums. It's called Sweet Baby Boy. That's right.
It is very true. I've only heard sweet baby boy things about you. So
thank you.
Brand, talk about brand. No one's suing you.
That's right.
Well, Sam, thank you very much for your time. It's good seeing you again. Congrats on this, right? Did you tell her that you love her?
No, we're, it's trending in that way. I just wanted to, so I rushed that. You know what I mean? So I wanted
Do you to live together?
Hand. No. No.
No? Okay.
No, 4 months. That's, come on.
I don't know. But before the show started, something confused me, I guess. You said, I came from a red eye and I slept all day. Luckily, my girlfriend let me. I assume that means you're in the same building, but I guess not.
No. I'm just shacking up.
He's at her place right now.
Oh, okay. Just right That's now. What it is. Okay.
He came back. He went to her place. He's like, hey, sweetheart, I'm back. I'm white still. Everything right. worked out for me. Can I sleep? Can it work out here? I need like 4 hours of sleep. She let him. She's like, yeah, I can ignore you for 4 hours. That's like totally doable.
Interesting. So you've been to each other's places.
Yes.
Interesting. 4 months. That would be rushing to say love.
Do your knees hit the wall in her bathroom?
Yeah, actually, a little bit.
Okay, all right. Okay, and it's still there. All right. You know, if you didn't say I love you, but you went to the bathroom number two in her while your knees were hitting the wall, that's I love you.
Have you guys done butt stuff?
No, we haven't done butt stuff. But okay. I think that's off the table.
Okay. Why? Did she bring it up or you're just assuming?
No, it's been discussed.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me the discussion.
Keith, go to
How
hell.
How does it work? How does it work? Like she just who brings up hey butt stuff, or is butt stuff I'm in a movie, and then you guys go no fucking way that
you can suck my fucking balls if you think
people want to know how to people want a life hack. How do
you guys are in an open relationship?
No, we're not in an open.
See what I did? All right, here's how it came up for me. It's like you know, for me, I think like butt stuff is becoming. Was becoming regular, you know, you're listening to people dating and it's like, butt stuff is part of everything else. And I thought I was like very prudy and behind and it is off the table. So I'm like, hey, this seems like a thing. I just want to make clear it's off the table. So she's like, yeah, not into it either. And we're both like, that's fantastic. But That's I don't know. How else would it come up? You know, hey, everyone's into this thing. Are you into this thing?
You have mentioned on the show when you were on with your ex that you like butt stuff because it's just naughty. Yeah. Are you going to miss it? Are you going to miss it?
No, I don't need it. I don't need it.
That's love, Sam. That's called love. Okay, you're in love. Tell her, for Christ's sake. Sam, thanks again. Appreciate Thank it very much.
It's good
Love
to see
you.
Both of you.
Sam, this is your fault. You said you were an open book. We have it recorded. It's earlier. And that's you know, once a guest says that, I cannot defend any longer.
If I read a book and it doesn't have the word asshole in it at least once, that is a bad book.
He doesn't open that book. That is not an opened book at Keith's house.
Okay. Right. All right.
That's everything. Good for you. You seem happy. Are you happy?
I am happy. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. And how's comedy going?
Great.
Okay, good. We got everything. All right, that's it. Thanks a lot, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
KeithandTheGirl.com